Yeah, we think he should be right, but it just, yeah, have another bowl in the nets. Seems like any wicket suits Scotty at the moment. Yeah, it looks like a really good wicket. A lot of the Shield games here seem to be, you know, quite a few wickets, especially in the first few days. Yeah, we haven't played a pink ball game down here, but yeah, it looks good.
Captain Fantastic Pat Cummins talking ahead of the fifth and final test today in Hobart. And Scotty Boland, Macca, looks to be a little bit sore, but it looks like he's going to get to the line.
He's a resilient Victorian, Jack. He'll get to the line, hopefully.
And I reckon the immediate rise of Scott Boland would bring a tear to the eye of one of the fast bowling cartel, Ryan Harris, who joins us once again on the Summer Breakfast Club. Morning, Ryan.
Morning, boys.
What a story this has been.
It's phenomenal, isn't it? Not surprising in my mind. I mean, I've obviously been gone now a few years playing-wise, but you know, seeing Scotty Boland the way he sort of performed in first-class cricket over a number of years now, and yeah, to see him, you know, work so hard and get an opportunity he probably wasn't expecting. Let's be honest. You know, with Richardson and even Nessa were probably in front of him, and then, you know, obviously they lost Hazelwood and they needed someone to do exactly what he's done. I don't think anyone expected.
What is it that he does so well, Ryan? If you to drill it down in its most simple form, and you do a lot of coaching now, yeah. What has given Scott the best opportunity to translate from Shield cricket to international cricket?
Just relentless line and length, just hitting at the top of off, or what I used to try and do, sort of an inch below the top of off. He challenges the inside, outside edge, challenges the front pad, and I think if you're doing that ball after ball, I mean, you see what he's done with Joe Root, who's you know. Well, he's not number one at the moment, but he was coming into the series. He's always challenging, you know, that the dismissal, lots of modes of dismissal, and that's what he's done so well. And he obviously, you know, he gets his seam in a good position as well, which allows the ball to move, you know, either way off the wicket.
And part of the fast bowling cartel, Ryan, that Jack just mentioned, you must be so proud as well, looking at Pat Cummins. It's his first series as a captain. Have we forever put to bed the thought or the notion or the fallacy that a fast bowler can't captain a team?
Well, it's finally someone's seen the light. I wish they had. And it's great hearing Paddy. He's a great character, and you can hear him over talking now. Every now and then he'll say he can bowl himself when he wants, or he can bowl the bowls when he wants, or he can even put the bowls up the order if he wants the batting order. Oh, look, it's great that he's got it, and you know, has it been too long since the bowler did? I think you've just got to pick the best person for it, and if that is a bowler, then so be it. I think, you know, he's at a stage of his career too where he's got his body in order. You know, he's going to have to miss a game here and there, but, you know, well, hopefully he doesn't, but if things keep going to plan like the Ashes, when you don't always spend the whole test match out in the field, that's going to help him. But I mean, he's gonna at some stage maybe have to miss a game here and there. But look, he's at a great stage with his body, and you know, he's got it where he wants it to be. And as I said, he's had a great start. As it's an easy thing to do, captain on that Cummins behalf the way he started.
Sure is, isn't it? This is the first test in Tassie since 2016, and it's the first pink ball test. That wind swirling off the Derwent later tonight. What are you expecting it's going to do? Do you think, right?
Absolutely freeze. I know how cold that gets. Well, do you know what? I've been asked just a little bit over the last few days. I don't know. There's no pink ball cricket been played down there. If it has, it hasn't been for a long time. In Shield cricket, you know, the Shield wickets, again, I haven't been playing for a while now, but, you know, hearing the Queensland guys talk, it can be quite a difficult wicket. I just heard Paddy Cummins say then in the prelude there that he's, you know, he knows that there's a lot of Shield wickets taken down there early on as well. So, I'm like everyone else. I'm just really keen to see how it goes. And again, you've got the chill in the air. It's not the humidity that, you know, might be in Brisbane or even in Adelaide, the heat. So I'm not sure what the ball's going to do.
Ryan Harris joining us here on the Summer Breakfast Club. Usman Khawaja playing in this test, Ryan. Was it just a no-brainer? Did he just have to play? And unfortunately, it's bad luck for Marcus Harris.
Oh, from a biased Queenslander boy, yes, absolutely. But look, I think what he did was in Sydney was unbelievable. You know, to come in and have that opportunity, he knew deep down that was potentially only one opportunity. He made them, and that's what players I love seeing happen. Players making them, you know, make selectors, pick them again. You know, everyone's saying, Marcus Harris is definitely the future. He's gone away. I've looked at him over these three tests that he's played, and or four tests, and he's definitely made improvements. I think he's still got a little bit to go. But if I assess him from a bowling point of view, if I was bowling to him, I'd still think I could get him out in certain areas, not just me, I mean, but in general in certain areas. But he's working on that, and he's made a lot of improvement. He's definitely one for the future. When it comes to this game, you know, he's had four opportunities, and he's only really got that one score, albeit it was on a tough wicket. But, you know, when you've got someone who's just made 200s and you haven't quite nailed a big, big score, unfortunately, that's the way the game goes, and that's the selection policy and the way it should be. Someone's done something very unique. It's very hard to leave someone out who's made 200s.
And we saw a faint pulse and a heartbeat from England in Sydney. Can we expect a competitive effort, do you think, from them off the back of what they were able to do, particularly on that last day, and hold out?
Yeah, well, I hope so. I think, I mean, that would have felt like a win. And like when you're talking about draws, you never want to celebrate too hard about a draw. But in situations like that, it is like a win. And especially, as I said, the tour they have had, it's been really disappointing. And to show some fight, that, I mean, it's in there. We know it's in there. They're a test cricketing nation. They are a strong test cricketing nation. They just haven't played their best cricket. And saying that, you know, they copped a lot of stick. We've been at our best. We haven't allowed them to play that well. You know, and they haven't won a test match here for a long time. So we know if we put them under the pump, we're going to dominate. And that's what we've done. So, look, they're definitely a good side. You know, there's all this talk about Root, you know, the captaincy and the coach. You know, it always seems to happen at the end of an Ashes series. It has done the last few years. But, you know, ripping apart a captain and a coaching staff now, when you're down and, you know, you've had one bad series, coming into this series, they played some reasonable cricket. You know, it's a bit harsh, I think. So, I think we'll see a bit more fight from them. And again, we're probably going to a place where, you know, we said at the start of the series, with Perth not getting it, if the series was close, these conditions are going to suit the English really. Well, they're similar to what they get at home. So, let's hope that we do see a bit of fight from them again.
I'm looking forward to it. I think, like all of us, we're not sure what to expect from a pink ball test in Hobart, but it's going to be a lot of fun watching. Ryan, thanks so much for your time, as always. We know how generous you are with it, so we appreciate your time.
No problems at all, anytime. Thank you.
Good Ryan Harris, Ryan, joining us on the Summer Breakfast.
He's a star, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.